on radio, online and on mobile. This is Sports World on the BBC World Service.
Hello from Caroline Barker. On the day the sporting world mourns the loss of one of its greatest ever footballers. Born in Mozambique, Eusebio was widely considered to be one of the finest strikers of all time. The majority of his 22-year career was spent at the Lisbon club Benfica, where he was known for his speed, technique and the accuracy of his right foot. Nicknamed the Black Pearl or the Black Panther, he averaged a goal a game in his 745 professional appearances. He scored 9 goals in the 1966 World Cup, making him the tournament's highest scorer and helping Portugal to third place. He won the European Cup with Benfica in 1962 and was named European Footballer of the Year 3 years later. Diego Batagoas is a football commentator on Portuguese radio and joins us now. Diogo, what's the reaction been like in Portugal to the death of Eusebio?
Well, it's tragic. Of course, people were not expecting this news, this devastating news, despite all of the health issues he had in the last months, actually the last year. But, however, in the last months, there was no news about it, and so it's a lightning news that struck today in Portugal, and he is the greatest of an era, an amazing football player. As I said, we call him the King and the Black Panther. Eusebio is one of the most important men of the Portuguese 20th century, not only in football, not only in sports, one of the most important men in the history of Portugal in the last century until today, of course. So that's devastating.
Are there any plans for tributes to him, places where people can show their respect?
Yeah, the funeral will be tomorrow, and I believe the coffin will move in the procession around the stadium before heading to church. However, since this morning, people are actually paying tributes to Eusebio, because there's a statue of Eusebio near Benfica Stadium. And since this morning, thousands of people arrived there with flowers and scarves and Benfica shirts, jerseys. And it's expected in the next hours, days, that the area around the statue, the Eusebio statue, will be overwhelmed with gifts and tributes to Eusebio.
Diego Batagoas joining us here on Sports World. Well, current Portugal captain Cristiano Ronaldo has tweeted, "Always eternal Eusebio, rest in peace." Luis Figo, former Portugal captain, says, "The king, great loss for us all, the greatest." And Chelsea manager Jose Mourinho says, "On this sad day of Eusebio's death, I prefer to look upon him as immortal." Well, having won the European Cup in 1962, Benfica were in the final again 6 years later against Manchester United. Paddy Querrin was in midfield that day.
Oh, that just shocked. What a wonderful man he was, a wonderful character he was. I mean, we got to know him very well because he'd been over at United so many times, because he was the Bobby Charlton of Benfica. And worked at Benfica, if you could call it that, such a hero. And whenever Benfica went and played European Cup matches, he came with them. But we've been over at Old Trafford quite a few times. And I'm talking about of late, because we played Benfica. You need to look back there. It's only a couple of years ago, and not very long before that as well. And we met him with him. We had lunch with him. He was a big admirer of Manchester United. The really terrific fellow he was. Really true. But people out there, what a player. Just one instance of him. We played him at Manchester United in 1967, I think it was. And they got a free kick of it. We didn't know a great deal about Eusebio except for the World Cup. They got a free kick of it 30 yards from the goal, 35 yards in. I remember Harry Gregg in goal saying, "Don't put a wall up, I'll save this." Bloody hell. It was in the back of the net before Harry could even move. He was a fantastic player. Oh, I'm so disappointed to hear that.
And Paddy, you played against him in the European final in 1968. What was that like to come up against a player of just such skill?
Well, I felt sorry for him that day because he was, nobody else was marking him, and nobody done more than just mark him. He certainly marked him, but not the way you're supposed to mark people. But just a wonderful person. And I mean, people went on the pitch and kicked lumps out of him, and he didn't care. He just carried on playing and all that sort of thing. Ah, so disappointing.
A lot of that Manchester United team as well, when you were playing against him, he was a hero of many of the players that were playing against him as well.
Without question he was. He was a hero because of what he'd done in the 66 World Cup. He was a magnificent player. He came from Mozambique. He wasn't born and brought up in Portugal or anything like that. Mozambique was belonged to Portugal at that particular time, and that's how he played there. But I'm just shocked to hear about it. But and funny enough, I've been back a couple of about three or four years ago, maybe less than that. And Kevin was guest of honour here in Manchester United, and it was one. I think it was on the Jewish Association here at Manchester United invited him over for one of their kids' dinners, and they asked me to go, and I sat beside him. It was just lovely to sit in his company, and he wasn't the best English speaker of all time. He was probably a little better at his English than I was, but the conversation was great. We had a great laugh with him. And he got and spoke for about 10 or 15 minutes. It was just the ovation he got from people in there that had probably never seen him play. There were so many younger people there. And just, he was a great character. And speak away to people. Oh, just fantastic he was.
Manchester United legend Paddy Crerand on his memories of Eusebio. Well, the former England captain Jimmy Armfield joins us from Old Trafford. Jimmy, thanks for being part of the show.
Good afternoon.
There's a generation, Jimmy, possibly two generations, who've never seen Eusebio apart from grainy old television pictures. How good was he?
Well, I think he's... Today, I think he, around the world, they'll all know his name. And when you think about it, you know, he was a lad who was born during the war in Africa, and he was probably a trailblazer in the respect that, you know, he came from Africa to play into European football and became almost a sensation immediately. And I think as much as anything else, you know, that's one of the things which I will always remember him for. Coming out of Africa and doing that, you know, at that time was really substantial. So he must have had a lot of what I call raw talent, which he had. He was a terrific footballer.
And his record stood up to that, didn't it? I mean, he averaged a goal a game. That was right up there with Pelé and Messi as well.
Well, it is, you know, and somebody asked me, and I think the thing that there've been a lot of good goal scorers over the years. But when you think about Pelé and you think about Ronaldo and you think about Messi, of the present group, and in my day, in my England days, you know, Jimmy Greaves, They all had one thing in common, and Eusebio had it as well. When he got in the last third of the field, he had that zip, that little bit of zip. And the other thing was, too, he had a bit of power when he needed it. So that little bit of zip and that bit of power, you know, I think, you know, it just takes them into another dimension sometimes.
And what were your personal memories of him, Jimmy?
Well, oddly enough, one of them was when I was watching the match when they played Manchester United in the European Cup final, and he hit this shot and Alex Stepney made a great save, and Eusebio actually applauded him, and it reminded me of when we talk about really good players. And when I was in the England team, we had a roommate called Brian Douglas, and he was a very good player, believe me. He played for Blackburn Rovers, and we were playing against him, and Stanley Matthews was on the field, and he saw Stanley Matthews, and after the game were coming off, and he said, blimey, he says, we've a long way to go. He's fantastic, isn't he? You know, they recognise ability on other people, and that sportsmanlike, that sportsmanship, I think sometimes, you know, just helps them to become great.
Do you think that set him apart, the fact that he was quite humble as well, wasn't he, off the field?
Yes, he was. He was. I didn't know him personally. We knew each other first. I just said nod to and so on, but I didn't know him personally. But, you know, the people I've spoken to who did know him always said that. But there again, that's a sign of greatness, isn't it? You know, and they'll think of all the truly great footballers. They are humble, really, because they recognise, you know, that the game, you know, has given them greatness.
What do you think will be his legacy, Jimmy?
Well, if you had to ask me honestly, I mean, see, apart from his obvious ability and this wonderful goal-scoring record, I mean, see, to think about it, a goal a game, it is an incredible statistic, that. You know, any footballer will tell you that is that it, if you got one every two or three, it would be remarkable. But I think I will always remember him as the lad who trailblazed African footballers coming into Europe.
Jimmy, a real pleasure speaking to you. Thank you for your memories as well. Jimmy Armfield joining us from Old Trafford. Well, as we've been hearing, Eusebio scored 9 goals in the 1966 World Cup, making him the tournament's highest scorer. Portugal lost 2-1 to England in the semi-finals, with Eusebio on the score sheet. The goalkeeper he beat that day was Gordon Banks.
I knew this man was one of the greatest players that I'd ever seen, ever played against. And, you know, when these people die, it's very, very sad. You know, they might not be English or anything of that nature, but you realise what a great player he'd been and how much pleasure that he'd given to football followers in his time. And of course, the people that he played with and against, yeah.
What are your memories of playing against him?
Well, it was that semi-final, obviously, in the 66 World Cup at Wembley. We had seen what a super side that they had, because they had this fantastic comeback. They were 3-0 down playing against North Korea and at half-time, and they pull this game out and win 5-3. And this showed, you know, how magnificent the team that they had. And of course, we're sitting watching this in the hotel, and we're thinking, oh, blooming heck, you know, if we've got to play these, which we did have to, we knew we were going to be in a real battle. And of course, it was such a super game, nothing in it hardly at all, end to end. I had lots of shots and crosses and things of that nature, headers coming in, but we were just about deserved to get through, and of course Eusebio had to get the first goal. I had passed me from a penalty spot, but we won it. That was the main thing.
And Gordon, just briefly, what made him so special?
Well, it was very much like Pelé. It was a great player on the floor. You know, he could pass the ball, get past people, quick, work very, very hard. Another thing that he had, it was only my size, which was just around about 6 foot, but my goodness me, he could leap in the air and he could punch that ball. He was a great header of the ball, which made him, again, you know, an all-round player. He was fabulous. It really was. And of course, when you're playing against a player like that, you know, somebody has to mark him very close. You can't give him much room, and which is what we did. Alf Ramsey told us we had to do it, and we did it, and it paid off for us.
Gordon Banks with John Akers from Sport Today on BBC World News. Well, the death of one of the world's greatest footballers is also being felt in Mozambique, where Eusebio was born in 1942. Then a Portuguese colony, Eusebio's football skills allowed him to move to Lisbon in his late teens. Charles Mangueiro is from Radio Mozambique.
I just think of Eusebio as one of the greatest footballers of all time. In Mozambique, he is compared to the greats like Edson, Di Nascimento, Pelé and other geniuses of football. In history books and in the textbooks at school, people are taught that Eusebio is a Mozambican. He was born in one of the poorest suburbs. It is the suburbs where most geniuses or the top Mozambicans, the writers, athletes like Maria Mutola were born. That's the setup. So they think to him as just a Mozambican, but we have never been very active in Mozambique's sporting arena.
Has there been any reaction, Charles, from the government, from the president?
As it says, there has been no communication from the government yet. We are expecting maybe at one or two paragraph media release from the government, but we are not expecting any mourning days, like saying the government declaring 3 days or 2 days of mourning. We are not expecting it. They might do it, but that is out of question as it stands.
Did he ever return to Mozambique? Did he speak to people?
Once in a while, at a very low profile. It was only covered in the newspaper. It was not as very big news. Unlike Mario Coluna, who became the chairman of the Mozambican Football Association, Eusebio has never been very, very active in Mozambique. Whenever he came to Mozambique, his visits here were covered at very low profile by the local media.
Are you proud of Eusebio and his links to Mozambique?
I'm very proud of that, because he serves as an inspiration for Mozambicans and for many young footballers. As it stands now, like now, many footballers in Europe, across the world, they play football for money. But in Mozambique, when they talk about Eusebio, they said he was playing football for passion, for love, for the heart, not for money or for any profits. He serves as an inspiration for many Mozambican youth, although many of them were not born when he was a star.
Charles Mangwiro on Mozambique's reaction to the death of Eusebio. Well, you've been sending us your memories too. Alan Miller from Kenya says Eusebio was the greatest born African footballer. He was compared to the greatest of all time during his career, and that was Pelé. Billy in Australia says one of the true legends of world football, and Kid from Accra in Ghana thinks Eusebio was one of the talented players that ever played the beautiful game. And you can read more memories and more of your comments on our Facebook page. Just search BBC Sports World.
Sports World with Caroline Barker on the BBC World Service.